This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
San Luis Obispo activist and organizer Tiana Arata did not enter a plea during her court appearance for the criminal charges she is facing stemming from a July 21st protest that SLO police say turned violent. KCBX's Angel Russell reports from the courthouse.
Outside the SLO County Courthouse, hundreds showed up to give their support to Tiana Arata and Elias Bautista, who are facing charges connected to a July Black Lives Matter demonstration. Bautista pleaded not guilty to one felony count of resisting a peace officer, and Arata did not enter a plea for the 13 misdemeanors she is faced with. She addressed her supporters outside the courthouse following the hearing.
I never thought that I was going to be in this situation. I don't wish a court case on anybody.
The arraignment was streamed live outside the courthouse where speakers addressed the crowd. One speaker, Leanna Jefferson, described what happened when she was struck by a motorcyclist this week during a protest when she and others tried to give District Attorney Dan Dow boxes filled with more than 500,000 signatures, urging him to drop the charges. The district attorney's office declined to take the delivery. Jefferson says the motorcyclist hit her and another protester intentionally when they were in the crosswalk.
You can tell that he was irritated about our movement and what we stand for. You can tell that he was a racist, period.
The motorcyclist reported the incident to the SLO Police Department. Jefferson says she and the other protester were not injured, but they feel the act was intentional and they plan to press charges. Although Arata is not facing any felonies, which the SLO PD and outgoing police chief recommended, supporters are urging for all charges to be dropped. Friend of Arata, Marcus Montgomery, says Arata is overwhelmed with a process which has now changed her life.
Even though she's a strong woman, she is still feeling it like any other human. But like any other human, she knows how to stay positive. That's all you really can have, is have faith in that, just staying positive.
Arata's arraignment was continued to September 17th, granting the defense more time to file motions. Reporting in San Luis Obispo, I'm Angel Russell.
KCBX news coverage of California and the Central Coast will continue in a half an hour.